You're listening to us here at the Elephant's Ear live. You can come on down and join us for the conversations. Northern British Columbians, as we've heard on the show, are reaching out to bring home refugees from war-torn Iraq and Syria. So far, we've heard from religious leaders and community leaders in Prince George, but today, an unexpected voice, immigrants. The Skeena Diversity Society is made up of all sorts of people from different backgrounds, but at its heart are immigrants who have come to Terrace to make a home, and they're hoping to do the same now for refugees. Sasha Loggin is the group's project director. Good morning, Sasha. How are you?
Good morning. Very well.
Why do you think it's important to bring refugees to Terrace?
Well, I think I feel as we see the pictures coming from Europe and from Syria and everywhere, I think everybody's moved. So group of people in Terrace definitely have been talking about it, and this past month decided to come together and start talking about sponsoring. We are aiming 2 to 4 families.
And I'd like to get into that in just a moment. But as an immigrant yourself, how welcoming have you found Canada and Terrace?
I have found Canada very welcoming. I've lived in Smithers and in Terrace, in Terrace now for 20 years, and I don't see any other place. There's so many opportunities to get involved, lots of things that haven't been done yet, and just amazing people, and you feel like at home.
One of the comments that we've heard in our coverage so far about bringing refugees from Iraq and Syria into Canada is that you can't bring too many in. There's not enough room, there's not enough resources or services. Why do you think that's not the case?
I think that if we each do a little bit, and so as we hear, even across the north here, communities are looking at sponsoring 1, 2, 3, 4 families, it makes a difference. It sort of shows that a little effort. Of course, it would be wonderful if we could help everybody, but we have to start somewhere. So that's what we are looking at.
How did you decide on 2 to 4 families? What was the process that went into determining that would be the right number for Terrace, at least at this point?
Just looking realistically. And Sherry Hamer, who actually was one of the people that really spearheaded us coming together and supporting, I really liked her approach, because she said, let's bring 2 families to start with. At least they have somebody that they can talk to, and it's not just one family that everybody maybe would be singling out. So starting there.
And it's a long process to bring refugees into the country and into the city, but what are you planning to do to welcome them?
It will be a bit of a process until we get there. But what we do at Skeena Diversity, we provide settlement services in terms of sort of covering, helping people with basic needs, getting around, but also connecting with others in the community. So I think just in the spirit of all that, and especially having this group of people in the community that really cares and is coming together, more awareness about different cultures, different religion, depending what the family needs, I really feel that we will be able to connect them on many different levels.
But it's an entirely different experience when you're an immigrant from when you're a refugee. They are likely leaving circumstances that are quite horrifying for most Canadians. How do you prepare for that, for them, for that sort of support, but also prepare the community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know when you see the pictures, it's unimaginable for any of us, to be even imagining to live in a situation like that. So we'll just have to see. Of course, we don't really have experience with war-torn situations. But, I feel that the human spirit is very resilient. And if we offer them friendship and friendship and love, then I really feel that, you can bounce back from anything. And then, of course, we have some resources around counseling, and we'll just have to figure out what they need and how they respond to being in place like Terrace. Because, of course, many of them coming from large centers, and Terrace is not necessarily middle of all the hustle and bustle.
So not a metropolis. metropolis, and there will be a need for employment as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Terrace is positioned well, and who knows? Like, when you hear some of the stories of the refugees in Europe, many of them are well-educated, so there will be ability to get their credentials recognized and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Now, by running the Skeena Diversity Society, I think you would have a good sense about what immigrants and now refugees actually bring to the city of Terrace. Mm-hmm. What's the benefit?
You know, on daily basis, when we have conversations with newcomers and their ideas and their views of life, it's often so diverse and new ideas that we wouldn't have even thought of. So for us, it's channeling it to how can we enrich this community and this region through some of the connections and because people are here to really actively be involved to work. You know, we all left everything behind, so we are here now to make a new home and really actively participate. And so what we are trying to do is provide that environment that people would feel included and would feel like this is their new home, they belong.
Well, last night you invited us to a dinner at the Skeena Diversity Society. I got to taste those delicious chocolate balls from Brazil, and I certainly felt like my life was enriched as a result. How soon might you be able to get refugees to Terrace?
I actually don't know. Some people are saying a year, some are saying 6 months. We really don't know. We are kind of at the early stages of the process of the private sponsorship. We'll be requesting a profile of a refugee family because we don't actually know any refugees. So that's a piece that we'll be working on. And then we have the group of five, which will be coming together and working on that.
Yeah. And does it cost money?
It does cost money. So we'll be starting on fundraising as well, because for a family of four, estimated cost is about $27,000.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll continue to follow and see what happens next. Good luck to you, Sasha. Sasha Loggan is the project director for the Skeena Diversity Society, live here at the Elephant's Ear in Terrace. A real pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, very nice meeting you. Thanks.